All right, let's go to the phone lines and talk to Jeffrey Colwin, who's an expert in employment law. Jeff, how are you doing? Good to chat with you again, my friend.
It's good to hear you, John. How's everything going?
Everything's going really well, and I am a big fan of bipartisan support of anything. And we finally got a real bipartisan law through Congress this week talking about switching how this works between an employer and employee when there's a sexual harassment allegation. Can you walk us through what this new law says?
Sure. The new law is actually an amendment to the Federal Arbitration Act. The amendment is called the Ending Forced Arbitration of Sexual Assault and Sexual Harassment Act. And what the statute does is it declares void any agreement between an employer and an employee that requires the arbitration of sexual harassment cases arising from work.
So right now, certain employees, not every employee, but employees have in a contract or in their handbooks that cases, harassment cases, misconduct cases involving sexual harassment or sexual misconduct would go to an arbiter before it becomes a lawsuit, or it actually prevents it from ever becoming a lawsuit?
Sure. Generally speaking, what employers have been doing over the last 10 to 15 years or so is putting provisions in employee handbooks that require employees, as a condition of employment, to arbitrate any disputes that arise out of the work relationship. That would mean a dispute over wages, a dispute over discrimination, a dispute over sexual harassment. What this particular statute does is it excludes those category of cases from the arbitration provision, meaning an employee now has a choice whether to bring their dispute in arbitration or bring it in a court.
Okay, just the sexual harassment one, not the wages one.
For now, just the sexual harassment one, correct.
Okay, so this was supported, I assume this is going to be signed by the president. I imagine a lot of people that, maybe in your profession, and correct me if I'm wrong, who advocate for employees, especially in a lot of these cases, this is probably seen as a major victory.
It is a major victory. I think the amazing thing about our legal system is that it's founded on the idea that disputes are decided by members of the community in a jury. In arbitration, disputes are decided generally by one or two people, and typically those people deciding the disputes are compensated by the employer. I would think that a system that allows those disputes to go to court would end up with a more just result than a system that required those disputes to go to arbitration.
In addition to wanting it to be, you know, someone that you're paying that arbitrates these sort of cases, I imagine there's the aspect, too, that I imagine most arbitrations are private, right? Like, they don't get released publicly. In fact, can an employer in an arbitration even talk about it publicly? Like, there has to be, or there did before this new law, there had to be some protections for the employer, I imagine, that this wouldn't become public, right?
That is one thing that I think employers like about arbitration, is that the dispute is not publicly accessible. Today, if you wanted to go look up pleadings and events that occurred in a lawsuit, you can go to the courthouse and pull the court file and, for most cases, read about the lawsuit. In arbitration, none of that information is accessible. So having these disputes litigated in court as opposed to arbitration makes them visible not only to the parties, but to anybody else who's interested in that matter.
When previously cases went to arbitration, were employees allowed to bring their lawyers to arbitration as well?
Yes, employees can have a lawyer at the arbitration, and it does operate in some ways like a court litigation matter. But the difference is that courts are very powerful, and they have a different effect on witnesses, in my view, than testifying in front of an arbitrator. Being in a courtroom as opposed to being in a office conference room has a different effect on the proceedings.
Yeah. All right. So you've been doing a lot of these cases I'm sure you've had to deal with before. So this is going to change things. I imagine how you guys operate as well. This is going to put you and some of your clients in front of more judges as opposed to arbiters moving forward.
I think what this does is it makes access to justice a lot more available to a lot more employees, and that can only be a good thing.
All right. Jeffrey Cullen, hey, I appreciate you even jumping in here just to explain that new law to us. Makes sense to me. If anyone wants to reach Jeffrey Cullen, does great work, 312-641-0300, kmklawllp.com. Jeffrey, I get that all right, my friend?
You got it perfect, John. Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Jeffrey Cullen. I always appreciate when he chimes on in. Yeah, that's interesting stuff. I know a lot of people were shepherding that. And I think it passed in the Senate by a voice vote, which is usually held for, like, let's make this National Something Day, or let's honor this fallen person. And, of course, everyone wants to votes in favor of those. Voice votes are pretty they're frequent in the Senate, but not for legislation as impactful as this. So I think a lot of people are applauding both sides of the aisles for coming together on this issue.